Well, Steve, someone once said, if you don't tell your story, someone else will do it, will try to. And I wanted to get my story out there accurately, and here's how it happened, and how fortunate, how blessed I was all through the years, just to even get into coaching. Gosh, Doug Dickey hired me here in Florida way back in 78, and we all got fired, and I was finished. I was a one-year coach, and lo and behold, the quarterback coach at Georgia Tech got a better offer and left, and I'd known Pepper Rogers because he was my backfield coach my sophomore year here. So I got to hang on again, and then we all got fired, but I'd met the Duke coach that summer, and he hired me as offensive coordinator. So just a lot of divine appointments, I guess you call it, because I've had some wonderful breaks throughout my entire career. So it's a little bit about being thankful, appreciative, a lot of excellent ball players, but it's my story, and I think the Gators will like it. The Bulldogs and Seminoles, some spots in there they may not like. But anyway, I think the South Carolina and the Dukies, there's some good moments in there, obviously, also.